You've been lied to, but you don't know how. You've searched. You've struggled. You've cried out. You want the truth, but where is it? You've wandered. You've fought. You've strived, and you have not been satisfied. What is truth? Where is truth? Who is truth? The kingdom of God. Mind control. The last days. Higher dimensions. Unity. The power of faith. Discovering the truth. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. God has promised that he will hide us under his feathers, and under his wings we will trust. His truth shall be our shield and our buckler. Discovering the Truth with Dan Devon is the premier program that is designed to center you on the kingdom of God, to equip you with faith in Jesus Christ, and to unveil the truth behind the lies. This program is designed to show you how to become more than you have ever imagined through the power of truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And now, prepare for your host, Dan Devon.
You're listening to Discovering the Truth with Dan Devol. This program is designed to center you on the kingdom of God, to equip you with faith in Jesus Christ, and to unveil the truth behind the lies. This program is a production of Bride Ministries, and you can find us at www.bridemovement.com and our other website at www.thefireplacechurch.org. Now, at the fireplacechurch.org website, we are basically housing all of our archives and produced services that we did for a little over a year in that initial format. We have now officially switched over and transitioned to the Fireplace Church webinar style, which means that if you aren't there, you are square because we're not recording them and they won't be available in archives. Now, we have plenty of archives of our old stuff, but if you want to be hanging out with us, getting the fresh revelation week after week, in a live setting, large group style, then you're going to have to sign up for that. And how do you be part of the Fireplace Church webinar style that we are doing right now? Well, you just go to bridemovement.com under classes and events and sign up. It's a free sign up for the Fireplace Church Live. You just put your email in there and then you will get an invite from WebEx at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday evening to participate in our large group where we have live dialogue. And if you've been to any of our conferences, you know that it's really an awesome life-giving experience when there's more than just a production going on. People are actually able to engage and ask questions, contribute to what's being talked about. And so that's the kind of format we're moving to. I want to invite you to hang out with us. Show up. Be there. Send us your email and get an invitation. I do try to put a link up, a direct link to WebEx on my Facebook page on Sunday evenings as well, so that people that haven't registered their email at our website, bridemovement.com, can still get in. But I want to encourage you to just get on our list with that free sign up. Now, we are doing our Sheep Nations and the End of the Age Part 2 conference, August 18th through the 20th. That's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I just recently finished the manual for that weekend conference. It's going to be six extensive sessions, so we're going to go really, really deep. We're going to cover so much material, and I really... I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to those of you that are going to be able to join us. You know, we're going to be getting into subjects like the Mark of the Beast, transhumanism, post-humanism, the world at the end of the age. We're going to be getting into the resurrection of the dead and all kinds of prophetic events, the wedding supper of the Lamb. It's going to be really, really packed with a lot of dialogue spanning through a lot of subject matter on the last days. And if that interests you, if that pricks your curiosity, if you are asking, you know, well, what does Dan Duvall think about all these things? You know, I invite you to come. One of the cool things about this particular conference is that, you know, my whole approach is not as dogmatic as, say, you know, I am on some of the stuff that's been really like tried, tested, and proven in the realm of spiritual warfare. I have my opinions like every other Bible teacher out there, and I know some are right, some may be wrong. And so we're actually encouraging dialogue and other points of view at times. And we had a great time with the first conference, and I really want to invite you to be part of the second one. Now, I'm also going to be at a meeting this weekend in Fort Worth. That's right, Fort Worth. So if you're in the Texas area and you want to see me live, then you can come August 4th and 5th to Vision Church, 4024 Dakota Trail, Fort Worth, Texas, 76135. Now, there is no daycare, but if you are in the area and you want to make it out, I would love to meet you. We're going to have a meeting there at 7 p.m. on Friday night. Then on Saturday, we're going to be meeting at 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 7 p.m., and I won't be there alone. Timothy Bentz, a minister extraordinaire, is also going to be at the conference as well. So if you would like to see the live stream, it's going to be live streamed on the Filled with Light Beings page on Facebook, but I'll be copying the live stream over to my Facebook page so you can watch the live streams that happen, and those will be only for the evening sessions. Now, with that said, we're going to get into the program after I just remind you guys, you are blessing us. And you know, I'm so grateful. I think I'm almost at the point where I'm going to be able to pull the trigger and bring a business manager person on board to help me so that I'm not so, you know, overloaded and stuff. And also so that I'm positioned to actually expand into other territory that we're looking at taking and growing into. You know, when you have no official staff, you're just limited. You can't even take on new projects because there's no way to manage them due to time limitations and restraints. But the more people that are on board, the more you're able to actually flesh out and do. And so we're looking at really gearing up for some cool things. And now we're brainstorming in a very, very real way the establishment of the DID Coaching School as a like real thing, like its own branding, its own website, its own deliverance mechanism. I mean, we're going to do it, and we're going to do it right. And so, you know, supporting Bride Ministries, you are supporting the development of that project. You are supporting survivors that we are underwriting. We're footing the bill. Folks, you are paying for broken people that cannot afford help to get help from coaches we have affiliated with. Also, some are working with me personally. And you are helping us to continue to do things like this podcast, The Fireplace Church. I'm telling you, if you want to contribute financially, just go to bridemovement.com or thefireplacechurch.org. There's a donate button. You can also write us a letter to our P.O. box. It's on our website under the donate information. I'm done. We're going to get to the program. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Discovering the Truth with Dan Duvall. Discovering the Truth with Dan Duvall, and I have my good friend Casey back on the program to continue storytelling. Now, guys, in our first program, we talked about some wild, radical stories, and we have some more. Because this is the thing. God is actually really powerful, and he does really, really cool things. And if we are determined to divorce ourselves from the power and glory of Jesus Christ and buy into stale, boring Christianity, God will let us. Conversely, if we press in, God will show us the extent of his glory. And it's exciting. And, you know, Casey is a client of mine who contacted me, reached out to do some work and secure some breakthroughs in her life. And as we began to work together, there's a lot of things that we were able to unravel. If you haven't heard the first part of her story, I want to invite you to go into our archives. You can find them at bridemovement.com or just go to our YouTube page or any of our podcast pages on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, iHeartRadio. I mean, we're all over. And find it and listen. But, you know, I'm really excited. I really appreciate your bravery and boldness, Casey, getting up on my program, talking about what the Lord has done. Welcome back to Discovering the Truth with Dan Duvall.
Thank you, Daniel, for having me back once again. And yes, this is going to be a fun episode tonight.
Okay, Casey. So in the first program that we did together, you know, we were talking about some, you know, lightweight subjects, Orion, angels, you know. Where do you want to start storytelling today? What has the Lord done?
Well, let's start with our session when you started out with prayer.
Which is like everyone. You know, I just have to say this before you get started. It's so much fun. Those that know me have a joke. They say, you know, every great story starts with, well, I was in session this one time. And then, you know. But anyway, okay. So over to you. We started with prayer and then we got into a session.
Absolutely. Daniel always starts in prayer. Thank goodness. So I then told Daniel that I wanted to focus in on inner healing for that time. And I told Daniel that I use his freedom from reptilian bloodline prayer for self-deliverance, and also from the bloodlines that were identified from the previous coaching. Now, what I like to say is that Daniel's prayers can be used for self-deliverance, and they're very, very powerful. It's not like you have to wait until you have a coaching session with Daniel. You can actually utilize those prayers on your own, and you will find tremendous results that come from the use of the prayers. So Daniel asked which one of the bloodlines gave me the most resistance, and I said the Rothschilds bloodline. Now, of all people, I never in my wildest dreams think that that the Rothschilds bloodline had something to do with me. So I was very surprised when that happened. So I told Daniel that I wanted to focus in on total restoration of my mind to the condition when God my Father created me before I was actually sent to the earth. I'm in for total restoration. And something Jesus asked, and that was, he said, would you be made whole? And my answer to that question is yes, I would be made whole. So that is my conquest, is for me to be made whole. And so I told Daniel about my concern about getting rid of the threefold cord of being out of time with God, my Father, my Father's plan for my life, and to be in sync with my husband. And then I just had a lack. I had a big lack in the confidence of a confidence in God and also being obedient to him. I lacked those qualities. And I want to, you know, I wanted to have those reestablished in me. So I perceived that my concerns were influenced by some sort of programming to prevent me to live out my life other than what was planned for me by my Heavenly Father. So Daniel led me through prayers to individually address the threefold core concern mentioned above by breaking covenants and oaths and agreements to them. And this threefold cord ended up being one threefold cords with two outer threefold cords. Now, if you can imagine that, Satan tries to mimic, of course, God the Father and the principles of God and the principles of heaven. So what he tried to do is that he tried to ingrain this iniquity in me by using three threefold cords. So you had the inner threefold cords, and then on top of the first inner threefold cord was a second threefold cord on top of that, and then the third threefold cord out on at the end, or actually encasing everything in. And so, you know, he thought that he was going to fortify this threefold core thing, but as usual, he's wrong.
So let me just pause here, because what you explained is quite a mouthful to take in. So folks, I just want to point out, you know, some people have had a lot of prayers prayed over them. They've had a lot of prayers prayed by them on an issue or two or whatever, and it seems like they just can't get a breakthrough. Whatever they try is just an impasse. It's the same issue repeatedly showing up in their lives, and it's like, God, do you care about me? God, do you even love me? God, do you hear my prayer? And they find that there's just a huge degree of frustration. And I know that this is the case because I have a lot of people reporting this to me. The thing is, some of the bondages or the issues that people have in their lives are what I would call heavily reinforced. In other words, just like you can reinforce something in the natural. Like, let's say you want to build up a barrier on a road. You can put a sandbag down. You could put a cement wall down and a sandbag wall behind it. Or you could put a cement wall down that's infused with, you know, industrial steel, and a bag of wall of sandbags behind that, and then another, you know, concrete wall infused with construction grade steel. You know, so you're reinforcing the roadblock, so that with every level of reinforcement, it's going to take a much larger object traveling with a much greater degree of velocity to break through it. And they do this in the spirit. And what it is describing is what her reinforced bondage looked like in the spirit. Because we're not looking at cords in the natural. There's no cords. We're on a computer. We're talking, having a Skype chat. The Lord's revealing this in the spirit. And for some of you, this is going to be a window into why you're blocked. Anyway.
Absolutely, Daniel. That it does explain why you can go through multiple deliverances, and it seems like something is still there, just has not broken. And it is because in the spirit, you can be bound by so many different ways and things. And in this case, it was a use of threefold cords. So Daniel and I established that I would be in God's timing for the plans that he has for me, and that I would be in sync with my husband, and that I would receive truth and obey God my Father with ease. And we also canceled the power of those programs. So I requested to be delivered from what I perceived to be some type of programming that stated that I was dumb, that I was on the short bus, that I was retarded, I'd never be on time for appointments, etc. And these programs were falsely sealed believe it or not, with a false blood of Jesus. So if you can imagine that, everything Satan does is like the he mimics and he copies everything, even down to the blood of Jesus. So I told Daniel that I heard programming. Well, let me back up there. When we covered, or when we actually broke this false blood of Jesus, Daniel's expression was one of horror. It's like he couldn't believe, well, goodness gracious, what else could it be? Fake blood of Jesus? Yep, so I just wanted to bring that out. So I told Daniel that I heard the programming music morning.
Guys, let me tell you something about fake. Fakes, fraudulent, counterfeit stuff that the kingdom of darkness has concocted include, but are not limited to, fake Jesuses, fake Father, fake Holy Ghost, fake angels, fake Daniels, because they have a Daniel costume that they have used in the spirit to harass people. They have fake bread of life, fake living water, fake blood of Jesus. As a matter of fact, if God has it, the kingdom of darkness has some kind of concoction that shows up in the spirit realm. That's a fake version. Because Satan is so uncreative, he is just jealous and envious of the Most High God. And so, you know, it's ridiculous as some of this stuff seems on the front end, maybe because you haven't been exposed to the spiritual warfare side of, you know, looking into spirit, seeing into spirit, getting the facts of what's really going on behind the scenes. You know, I'm telling you that this is as real as it gets. Anyway, so we had the fake blood of Jesus. Go ahead, Casey.
I mean, they know no limits to go to the cesspool of conjuring up all kind of fake things of the kingdom of heaven. It's ridiculous. So I told Daniel that I heard one morning when I woke up, I actually heard some programming music. And what I heard is that I heard singing of a nursery rhyme, and these were adult male and female voices that I heard, but they were out of tune, and they were singing children's songs. So I immediately recognized it to be a program. So Daniel mentioned to me that it was a reprogram. So we had to break that program and remove the false blood of Jesus as a seal on that program. So I took a while for the false blooded, well, it took a while. Again, it took a while for Daniel to register all of this because it was just unreal at that time. So as we were just contemplating on what just happened, I saw a black rubber square looking object with a threefold rope in the middle of it. And it was actually lodged in my heart. And it had a chain on it that led to my head. And it was a metal wedge in the middle of my skull that separated the right part of my brain from the left. So Daniel prayed for the destruction of the wedge divider in my brain and the chain. Now, as he's praying, I can actually feel the dislodging of the wedge right in between my brain, literally. So the cord in the middle of the black object was burned as well. So, however, the black square object was still in my heart. Charles, my protector, which I mentioned in the first episode, Charles is my guardian angel, and he is my protector. He was given to me. So he mentioned that there were hidden iniquities that were roots at the bottom of the object. And so you can actually see these roots protruding out from this object. And, you know, it was like they were black. They were actually black roots protruding out. So Daniel mentioned that those were untold iniquities that were entangling my heart. So Daniel stated that this coaching session was in progress to deal with the roots and the bloodline entanglements that had not been addressed, which there were many. As we began to go deeper and deeper and deeper. So as we talked about the resistance from the Rothschild bloodline, we discovered that there were two of my parts. So we thought that there were parts. So I'm just going to leave it right there as I go along there. So we thought that there were two parts that were trapped in a translucent cage. So that's what I saw. I actually saw two parts trapped in a translucent cage of the Rothschild bloodline. So Daniel prays to free them. And once they were free, he gave them the blood of life and living water to eat and drink. So he also gave them robes of righteousness to cover their nakedness. And come to find out, they were both twin males. One was actually larger in size than the other. So they originally did not want to leave the cage. So Daniel prayed that they would have a revelation of Jesus. And when they received the light of the revelation of Jesus, they were happy to exit the cage. And that was something to behold, Daniel.
So as Casey is describing all this stuff, here's what you guys that are listening need to understand about deliverance. It's oftentimes not as simple as, hey, demon, leave in Jesus' name, and the demon goes, and boom, you have succeeded in a successful deliverance ministry. Getting a demon to leave is the easiest part of this whole thing. What's much harder is dealing with genetic bondages and principalities and some of the constructs that you will find anchored into a person, because they anchor different parts of the body, literally, brain, heart, certain organs, with like objects and devices that exist in the spirit realm, like ropes and computer systems and different things. But it's like a spiritual thing. And so deliverance sometimes requires that there's a disassembly of what has been assembled to put a person or keep a person in bondage and under manipulation. And so that's what Casey is kind of describing to you on the front end. Furthermore, she's getting into a concept I call regions of captivity. Now, this requires a little bit of deeper teaching to kind of fully flesh out, but suffice it to say, if you've heard me talking about what I call being in Christ, you know that I describe spirits as realms. Spirits are both persons and realms. Jesus is a spirit who is a realm that we are in, and we are a realm that Jesus enters into. So we are in him and he is in us. And based on that principle, we learn a lot of things about the spirit realm, such as death and Hades, who are also realms, will contain people who are in them upon death, and sometimes not, you know. And so there's actually regions within us that powers of darkness can go and put a cage or a bag or a vase or something and store humanity inside of it like a prison. And so with this in mind, we run into these kinds of things sometimes. And it's, certainly disconcerting when you first learn that this kind of stuff can actually be done. But what's much more encouraging is that Jesus is right there ministering to whatever has been placed in bondage and whatever humanity is needing redemption. It's amazing to know that you don't have to be weird all by yourself. Jesus will get right into weirdness with you and deliver people and set them free. So
that's exactly right, Daniel, because this whole thing was weird to me at the very beginning. So now, the demons. We found out that there were actually two demons at work, and they were preventing me from getting revelation that of the Lord Jesus Christ. Of course, you know, they would be working to do that. But these two demons had a big bowl, and they would put that big bowl on pockets of revelation in my heart in an attempt to stop the word of God to be revealed to me, if you can imagine that. So Daniel actually prayed and had those demons to go where the Lord Jesus would have them to go. And they were gone just like that. Now, in the realm of the spirit, you can actually see these things. It's your imagination is not playing tricks and games on you. This is for real, and you can actually see what's going on. So this session actually ended for that point in time, and we just discuss from the sessions what improved, because, you know, one thing that's very, very important is that when you go through the sessions with Daniel, you need to monitor yourself to see what's improving, what has improved, or what needs more work. So in my particular case, the improvement of my memory recall and thinking things through with ease, and I just had more peace, those were three results, immediate results, that I experienced from the session, which was very, very good. So after the session, I asked Charles. Now, I'm not really comfortable with Charles as of yet, but I got enough nerve to ask him a couple of things there after the session. And Charles at that time appeared to be at the age of 45 years old. And I wanted to ask him about the two male parts that were in that translucent cage, because they didn't seem to interact with Charles. They didn't interact with me. They didn't interact with Daniel. It's like they stood there and said nothing. And so Charles gave me their names. Their names were Standing Straight and Tall and Backup. So, and a lot of the times when you have names for these different parts, they actually described their function. So Standing Straight and Tall was the larger part, and then Backup was a smaller part. And Straight and Tall stood in front while Backup stands behind. So you could probably almost, you probably can almost guess what they really were. Well, they were actually interjects. They're called interjects. So their function is to be a point of contact to receive the transmitted programs from programmers and to make sure that they are integrated into my soul to be carried out, believe it or not. So if the failure of this execution happened with Straight and Tall, then Backup would make sure that these programs were executed. So these programs enforced the symptoms mentioned that are destroyed, like the retardation, out of sync, late to appointments, failure at work. You know, sometimes when you are actually trying to live right, or you're actually trying to do something that is right, and you do the exact opposite, that might be a sign of some type of programming. It's not always, but it might be a sign. It says the parts have no other function to perform. Standing Straight and Tall and Backup, they had no other function to perform. And they were not really ready to be integrated back into my core, because they were really not a part of me. They're interjects. So there is something that I learned about them when I asked Charles about their existence. And they didn't mention how they came into existence, because I really wanted to know, well, how did they come into existence? Later on, however, I heard the year 1952. So I'm saying, well, wait a minute. I was born into the earth on February 1959. So how can my soul be fragmented before my birth into the earth? And then I wanted to know, I asked Daniel, where is it in the Bible that I can refer to this kind of occurrence? Daniel?
Right. So if you want to know what kind of questions I get asked, there you go. Daniel, how could I be shattered before I was born? Years before I was born? You know, well, let's do a session and figure it out. This is real life for us. And, you know, the thing is, the big hint is that an interject is exactly that. It's amazing when people learn that the things that are walking around inside of them may not necessarily be demons, yet it may be foreign to their humanity. And we have seen all kinds of stuff being present in people from different sources. I mean, yeah, we deal with demons, but I have a whole list of stuff we've found, including mosaics, which is a funny thing. It's a demon covered in pieces of soul fragments belonging to a whole bunch of different people with the ability to interface with technology and nanotech. We've seen synthetics, which are purely digital creations that have the ability to operate in the brain and the body almost like a demon would, even though they're nothing but synthetic intelligence. We've run into, and I call those synthetics, we have run into parts of other humans, that's right, pieces or soul fragments of people that are not the person I'm talking to floating around inside of them and having jobs to do inside of them. We've run into spirit children. Guys, spiritual warfare is not business as usual. If you haven't looked around lately, we are not living in the same world that people were living in 300 years ago. Everything's gotten a little bit more intense. And so here we are dealing with interjects, and it's a real thing. So we did. We went into session and worked to figure it out.
Yes. And the idea about the interjects made sense to me because standing tall and back up, they did not react or they did not interact with us at all. It's like they just stood there because they had their mission. They had no more mission to do. So I also learned that these parts can act out children's songs and childhood nursery rhymes at appointed times. So I didn't think too much about the nursery rhymes, but later on I learned that most of the nursery rhymes, especially in my age group, are embedded with sorcery, like London Bridge is falling down, Miss Mary Black, a whole bunch of the nursery rhymes in our time are actually embedded with sorcery, and they're also time stamped to be carried out by somebody in the future. So we dealt with standing tall and back up. Daniel gave them bread of life and living water again. And then Daniel just sent them on their way to where the Lord Jesus would have them to go. It was time for them to go. So we discussed nursery rhymes like London Bridge, Miss Mary Black, and some of the others. And I told Daniel that I was not sure about the programming of the nursery rhyme programs until I heard the men and women singing that morning, and they were all out of tune, and they were singing children's songs as I was waking up. So I mentioned to Daniel that I wanted to deal with the adverse symptoms of pain around my left heart when I pray in the spirit and when I read the Bible and witness to people. Now, this is outside of the programming of the nursery rhymes. This was like an added symptom that I was experiencing. So Daniel actually saw fish hooks in my heart. So he led me in prayer to renounce the fish hooks and their effects. So Daniel identified, now this is another computer, and we're talking in this time and in this season in our lives, technology is actually being used like it's never been used before to try to keep people captive, bound, chained, programmed to do whatever programs that they want to do. I mean, they are going to no limits to use technology these days. So now we're dealing with another computer that was placed in me with a backup system to reinforce the old programming that was deactivated. This is another thing too. In my age group, in this, I'm talking about the 50s, 1950-somethings, people out there, these programs, especially through the nursery rhymes, and especially through the television programs like The Wizard of Oz and some of those other TV shows, Bewitched and I Dream a Genie, I can go on, Dark Shadows, all of those TV programs were intentional and they were created and designed to be programmed inside of you to carry out some sort of plan in the future, especially right now. I just want to let you know that. This computer that was identified by Daniel had booby traps, had bombs, had alarm systems, had trip wires, the whole nine yards. So Daniel goes into war prayer while two angels appeared and they dismantled the computer and they took the programming part with them while destroying the computer. Now, this computer was like an old large computer frame that was embedded on the left side of my heart. So when the computer was dismantled and it was gone, the only thing that was left was the metal plate that stood on, that the computer stood on, and it was infused literally into the tissue of the left side of my heart with a grounding probe, with a grounding prod, rather. Both were removed, and then the healing bomb was applied to the place in my heart that was burned by the metal plate, if you can imagine that. Even my husband mentioned that he saw a pole that had hooks extending from the pole.
Go ahead, Casey.
Okay. It's really fascinating. Back it up a little. The foundation was also overlaid with a spider's web with lots of nodes in it that looked like power grids. And there were many of them that were clustered together, and they looked like a huge black power plant at night. As a matter of fact, there were many black power plants when the lights were on. So Daniel prayed to deactivate the grids and to dissolve the spider's web. So Daniel prayed and the funnels of the power grids actually disappeared. So now let's take a look at this thing. You have a spider web looking thing and you have these funnels and you have these different grids that connect to each other, and they're funnels. So these funnels actually provide the power source, and also they are portals that demons can come in and out from different timelines through these funnels in this power grid into my system. So Charles, my protector, he was so happy about this. Charles, my protector, claps his hands and he starts to applaud Daniel for actually dismantling this whole spider's web mess. And it was funny. So Daniel spoke redemption. And then this is the kind of warfare that Daniel talks about in most of his podcasts all of the time. But now I get to experience it for myself. So, okay, this is really real here.
So, you know, dealing with this kind of level of bondage actually takes some intelligence and preparation. If you just go in blind and arrogant and ignorant, like some people might, and just begin to rebuke everything in the name of Jesus. I rebuke it, I rebuke it, I rebuke it, I rebuke it. Blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. Truly, you're only going to become frustrated, because that approach to spiritual warfare does not work when you're dealing with highly complex constructs. As a matter of fact, the devil loves ignorant Christians that take what we're talking about and try to make it seem like we're the crazy ones, while they exalt an approach to spiritual warfare that is entirely ineffective. As a matter of fact, they hope that people do not catch up to the reality of what we're talking about, so that they can keep people in bondage through ignorance, right? Because truly, the power of Jesus to set people free is always there. What we are not in alignment with is how it's applied. Jesus has all the power he needs. He has all the victory he needs. He finished the work. We don't always know how to apply it. And so when you come up with against a construct like this, many times it requires some specificity in how a prayer is executed. There are legalities of the spirit realm and mechanics that need to be honored. Every mechanic of the spirit realm is something that God actually set in place, established, and abides by. And the devil works to create loopholes and try to cheat the system and the mechanics of what God has established. And if you're going to go into spiritual warfare thinking that you are going to override the mechanics in the name of Jesus that even God honors because he put them in place, you're going to find nothing but frustration. So effective spiritual warfare is often best done from the position of honoring the legalities of what God has done and exalting his word. And so when I go into warfare, I exalt the word of God. And what I do is I apply the word of God to the constructs, to the actual elements of what I'm coming up against. And, you know, I can't sit here and teach every kind of strategy or revelation I use when I go in, because this took me, you know, years and years and years of time with the Lord and a frontline work to, you know, become proficient at. But this is where it ends up. And you know what? It's clean, and it was pretty clean and quick. As a matter of fact, at the end of it, you know, the angels applauding, because it's like, oh, praise God. You know, this could have been a big mess, but instead it was actually done with an effective application of the finished work of Jesus Christ. You know, praise God for that. And, you know, I'm telling you guys, like, this is where spiritual warfare is going. You want to get free. You know, we have to begin to trust the Lord to help us to see what's actually going on in the spirit realm. We need to begin to learn how his word applies to these mechanics that the enemy is trying to pirate and use to create loopholes, and engage with the power of Jesus Christ rightly applied. And I'll tell you what, it works when you do it.
Absolutely. Daniel just prays the word. That's all. He wars with the word, and he has learned how to wield the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, quite effectively. It's very effectively. So Charles, my protector, mentioned that the programs were directed to my age group, and earlier I mentioned that about our age group and the kind of programs that were actually directed to our age group. Charles Protector, my protector, also said that the purpose of my age group in particular was to usher in the New World Order before its time to cause chaos and to enforce martial law, believe it or not. Charles said that some people in my age group are actually committing suicide because they know that they're not supposed to be creating chaos. So I just want to pause right here and speak to my age group, 50-somethings and the 60-somethings. You are not created to create chaos. If you're some of the protesters out there, I would encourage you to stop it, because God did not create you for Satan's work. And some of these things are caused by programs that were placed in you and you didn't know it. And if you need help, I would encourage you to go to Daniel's website and submit a prayer request and see, and then you can go from there. Daniel's even partnered with some other professionals who also do the DID coaching as well, and you can utilize their resources as well. And don't think that your mind's making up these things, because actually what you're going through is real. So I told Daniel that the programmers told lies to me, then I'll never get out, they were my God, I'm a part of their program to bring in a new order, which, you know, all three are lies, lies, lies. So I told Daniel, now this is in, as we started our coaching session, I really thought that we were just going to cover one issue and that's it. But the more we started into our coaching sessions, the more things were revealed. I mean, I got to the point like, oh, is this going to be another revelation about something else? I mean, another one and another one and another one. And it was. So here's a new revelation. I told Daniel about the vampire spirit that is also tied to the New World Order. So Daniel dealt with the foundation of the vampire spirit by praying the hammer of God's justice to smash it. Now, God is proclaimed as the rock of our foundation. So Daniel prayed for the residual to be washed away. So with this one, Daniel didn't use his prayers. He simply smashed this vampire spirit foundation by the hammer of God. And then he washed all residuals away. And he usually does that by the river of life. So Daniel prayed that the Son of Righteousness would arise with healing in his wings. And as he was praying this, I saw some sunbeams shining on my heart, literally. And my heart was now fleshy. It was alive. It was no longer dead. So my husband's just briefly discussed the source of confusion and mind problems and pain in the right side of his head when he was around me sometimes. And Daniel discussed the scientific reasons for the brain and heart emanations, which is very, very fascinating, something that Daniel can talk to us briefly about. And both are literal forces that emanate energy fields out and around us. So when people actually come into our our rims, and all of us have rims, they can actually feel the emanations and the pulsations that are actually coming both from our brains and our hearts. So that was that. Now, that also explained why my husband would feel these things. Now, this is a combination of all of these programs that's going on in my brain and in my heart. And so they're actually emanating out in my realm, of course.
And, you know, folks, the complexity of human design is incredible. Also, the ruthlessness of the enemy is notable. You know, if God creates it, the enemy will try to hack it to the, you know, nth degree, whatever level he can get to, that's his goal. And we are created a three-part being. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5:23, may the God of all peace sanctify you wholly. I pray your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And as a three-part being, we have three parts, but we are one human person. And so the body, the soul, and the spirit are all interfaced, which means that what affects the body will affect the soul and to a degree the spirit. Likewise, what affects the spirit will affect the soul and to the degree of the body. And all three components of our design are networked and wired together. And so what's going on one level can be pushed out on another level. And, you know, this is part of the challenge of working with very high-level bondage, is that you are working on three levels. You're working on a physical level because there are things in the body manifesting at times. Some people have various diseases, constant migraines, heart problems. They're in, whatever kind of, state their depression has left them in, physically debilitated. Sometimes they have autoimmune disorders. There's all kinds of things in the body, but they're pointing to deeper issues, And then there's all the things that people go through in their mind, will, and emotions. And then there's the spirit side of things. So we can't even break into all this stuff right now. But, truly, every level of a person has to be considered when trying to assess why things play out in their lives the way they do. And, one of the things that Casey and her husband had reported was that, there was a certain kind of effect that, Casey would have on her husband by maintaining a certain proximity over an extended period of time. And what we're learning is that with all of these constructs anchored into her person in the spirit, but interfacing with physical components of her body, her brain, her heart, whatever, there is a manifestation of that can be felt and experienced in those around her. And I also said, when it comes to the brain and the heart, it's a very interesting phenomena that's been scientifically observed, that the brain puts out a frequency and a wave. It basically extends from the physical brain about a foot off of the body. And it's just like a little region of activity that's, just it's a field. It's a field. And the interesting thing is that, you would think the brain has a very large field. It does not. The heart, on the other hand, has a field that it projects that can extend from the body feet from the body, 7-8 feet maybe. And so it's very fascinating, because if you read the Bible and learn, the kingdom of God is within our hearts and surrounding us, like Jesus said, what we're looking at is that a realm that God has designed to interface with our heart will actually create or release through a field that's been being projected from our very physical body, establishing an atmosphere or environment around us. But the kingdom of God is not the only thing capable of establishing an environment around us. Constructs and demonic realms or counterfeits can do the same thing as well. And, you know, if you've ever been around a person and you know, like, every time you get around this person, everyone just gets upset, or this person always creates strife, or this person always creates joy and happiness. You can see that people are generating a different atmosphere around them. We don't even think about what the mechanics are behind this thing. There are real mechanics that are pulling on what's actually taking root in our hearts, which is why the Bible says, you know, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. You know, I mean, these revelations go so deep, so far, so vast. And the funny thing is, as wild as the things are that we talk about, it all goes back to the Bible and actually grounds out in actual scripture verses. And when we begin to get that, we begin to plug into what God really has for his body, which is accelerated healing and freedom in him. And so, you know, Casey, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for being so gracious with your time and also brave to come on my program and talk about the things the Lord has done.
Well, thank you so much, Daniel. It's time to publish what the Lord is actually doing in my life. And this is very, very wonderful, especially with my age group. That we think that this stuff is make-believe, fairy tale, la-la land, etc. It's really not. It's real. And I know that many of us in my age group need deliverance.
And so, folks, with that said, look, I just want to say God bless you all. God bless you, Casey. And you have been listening to Discovering the Truth with Dan Duvall. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Discovering the Truth with Dan Duvall is the premier radio program designed to center you on the kingdom of God, to equip you with faith in Jesus Christ, and to unveil the truth behind the lies. This program has been a production of Bride Ministries. You can find us at www.bridemovement.com. At our website, you can contact us, access resources, and support us with donations. We need partners in order to continue to produce our vision, which is to promote unity in the body of Christ worldwide and assist in the creation and development of sheep nations. Partner with us and be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Until next time, God bless and Godspeed.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, we're all set for the party. I've trimmed the tree, hung the mistletoe, and paired all those weird-shaped knives and forks with the appropriate cheeses. And I plugged in the Bartesian.
Bartesian?
It's a home cocktail maker that makes over 60 premium cocktails, plus a whole lot of seasonal favorites, too. I just got it for 50 off. So, how about a Klosmopolitan or a mistletoe margarita?
I'm thirsty.
Watch. I just pop in a capsule, choose my strength, and...
Wow, it's beginning to feel more seasonal in here already.
If your holiday party doesn't have a bartender, then you become the bartender. Unless you've got a Bartesian, because Bartesian crafts every cocktail perfectly in as little as 30 seconds. And I just got it for $50 off.
'Tis the season to be jollier.
Add some holiday flavor to every celebration with the sleek, sophisticated home cocktail maker, Bartesian. Pick up your phone and shake it to get $50 off any cocktail maker. Yes, you heard me. Shake your phone and get $50 off. Don't delay.